so I'm still pretty underwhelmed by this program. All I've done is go from saying hello world to hello David, but there's still no dynamism in this program. There's no user input, there's just hard-coded output. Well, we can do better than this. Let's go back into the inside of my main function, and this time, rather than hard code David as my name, let me replace this line with first an instruction to the user. Printf, state your name. So we've now informed the user what we expect of him or her to state their name, but we now need to actually get the user's name. Well, as before, I can store the user's name ultimately in a variable of type string, and I'm going to call it, as before, name. But I now need to assign, as with the assignment operator, some value to that variable. But this time, I don't want to hard code it like I did before with quote-unquote David. Rather, I want to dynamically get the user's input from their keyboard and then store that value inside of this variable called name. Well, to do this, I can invoke a function that happens to be called getString. But this function, much like string itself, does not actually come with C. Rather, the CS50 staff has declared in a file called cs50.h a function called getString whose purpose in life is to allow the user to type his or her name at the keyboard, and then this function getString returns that value, so to speak, from the right-hand side of this expression into the left-hand side of this expression. Let's save the file and compile this program. Make hello to, enter. We're back at our blinking prompt. Now I'm going to go ahead and run .hello2. I'm indeed prompted to state my name, and I'll do just that, David, enter. And there we have a program that again prints hello David. But this time I claim that David is dynamically outputted to the screen based on what I myself just typed. So let's test that hypothesis and rerun this program with hello2. Let's state my name this time as Alice. And indeed, I'm greeted with hello Alice, or any other name for that matter.